Video, Joe Biden sniffs baby's hair on Super Tuesday. By Joshua Kaplan on March 3, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden sniffed a baby's hair during a campaign stop in Oakland, California, as voters across the country voted in the Super Tuesday primaries. The video, filmed and shared to Twitter by New York Times reporter Katie Gluck, shows the baby turning away as Biden takes a whiff. Biden found himself at the center of controversy regarding unwanted touching from several women at the launch of his White House campaign last year. Lucy Flores, an unsuccessful Nevada Democrat candidate for lieutenant governor, alleged the former vice president sniffed her hair and kissed the back of her head during a 2014 campaign event. After facing multiple allegations, Biden pledged to be more mindful and respectful of others' personal space. "I've always tried to be, in my career. I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, 'You can do this,'" Biden said in the video shared to Twitter at the time. "It's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening." Biden made a strong showing in the South and key northern states while Senator Bernie Sanders notched Super Tuesday wins in his home state in the West. Based on CNN and NBC News projections, Biden is expected to win North Carolina, Virginia, Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Minnesota, and Massachusetts. Arkansas holds 31 pledged delegates, Oklahoma has 37, Alabama holds 52, Tennessee has 64, Minnesota holds 75, Massachusetts has 91, Virginia carries 99, and North Carolina has 110. Sanders secured a win in his home state of Vermont, which carries 16 pledged delegates, as well as Colorado, which holds 67, and Utah, which has 29 delegates. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg secured a win in the territory of American Samoa, which has 6 delegates. In all, 14 states and one U.S. territory headed to the polls Tuesday in races that will help choose the Democrat nominee to face President Donald Trump in the November general election. The UPI contributed to this report.